This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good vach everyone, Agazunta Zumar. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the seventh day, which is today. So to stay on schedule, we're getting together today. Today's learning should be Azuchus, Rafua and Shmira for Leah, Abigail, Bas, Sarah. We're in the footnote in the Chafetz Chaim. V'al yipali b'nei akari, it should not be a surprise to the eyes of the reader. Kibin shekol ha-sefer hazeh u'miyusad al ikari halacha. This whole sefer is founded on normative halacha. Normative halacha means the Gemara and the Paiskim. Lomani mevi b'cham ekomis rayos misefer shari tshuva l'rabbeinu Yoina. Why am I bringing proofs from the book Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina Shumiklal Sefri Musar, which is a Musar Sefer? I mean, the Chafetz Chaim is very careful to make it known and sure, and make it sure that whatever he is writing, whatever he's saying, is what we call normative halacha. Normative halacha. So therefore, are you able to hear me? Normative halacha. And therefore, he's wondering, why am I quoting from the Sefer Shari Tshuva? It's a Musar Sefer. Because the truth is, it is clear to anyone who studies my works, to the works of Rabbeinu Yoina, HaKadoshim is holy words, B'chamim Mekoymois, in many places, Sheshamar V'dikdek Yisraf, he was careful and exact, Shula Yetze Migadar Adin, that he not go out of the letter of the law. Uvefrat b'dinei halashon hara shalai, especially when it comes to echos lashon hara, b'chal inyan v'inyan shekasav, regarding every halacha that he wrote. Yesh al zem makar min hashas. It has a source from shas. In other words, Chafetz Chaim is worried that somebody might say, if I'm quoting from Rabbeinu Yoina, then what you're saying is like extra pious practice. No, Rabbeinu Yoina was very careful only to write normative halacha b'chasher nevar, as it will be explained in Yirtzeh Hashem, God willing, b'fnim ha-sefer. Achu kitzer ma'oy, the only thing is, Rabbeinu Yoina was very brief. V'lo'yhevi'es ha-makoyroiz k'darkan sh'orishayinim, and he didn't bring all his sources. U'v'chol zois, nevertheless, al p'yaroiv lo'y samachti olav levad. In most cases, says the Chafetz Chaim, I didn't rely only on Rabbeinu Yoina. Rak b'makoyim sh'nishma midvarav ezekula. Only in a scenario where we could glean from his words some kind of leniency. But otherwise, I didn't rely only on Rabbeinu Yoina, v'chein k'ay gavna mishar sefri musar, or the like. From any other musar sefer, I only brought it in for a leniency. Aval chumra, but to be strict, kemat ruba kukulai, practically in most cases, hevesi oid ezarayas, I brought other proofs. Kasher yira hama'ayin b'fnim, like anyone who studies the sefer will see. V'yoideani, and I know, ki yuchalios, is very possible, sheyimatsu anashim, I know there's some people who just have a desire to disparage their friends, and they've become so accustomed to this avera that there is nothing that will help to restore and to cause them to do tshuva. I know there's some people who are so steeped in the sin, there's nothing that will improve them. V'anoshim ke'elu, and these kind of people, kasha yimtzu b'sifri zeh izekula, if they find any leniency whatsoever in this book, la yedaktiku klal b'pratim anetzrachim lazeh, they will not be exact regarding what the details are. V'atira al yidei zeh kama dvarim ashali al salibi, and they're going to permit many things based on my leniency that I never entered my mind. Basically, people who want to be lenient will jump over any leniency the Chafetz Chaim says. And they won't even have a guilty conscience. They'll think to themselves, yeah, the Chafetz Chaim permitted it. Achamarti, but says the Chafetz Chaim, I said to myself, Loi emna toyev laholchim betamim. I will not refrain and withdraw and hold back goodness to those who walk wholesomely, b'shvil anoshim ke'elo, because of these kind of people. K'moish amru chazal, like chazal tell us, b'oifen kazel, like such a scenario, b'baba basra, amara, we're going to say it, u'mehaikra amara, we're going to say it from this pasuk. Ki yisharim darchei Hashem. God's ways are just. Tzadikim yelchubam. The righteous will go in them. And reshaim yikashubam. The wicked will stumble. In other words, you need to do the right thing. The righteous will use it for the right reasons, and the wicked will use it for the wrong reasons. And if they do, so be it. V'yadati gam yadati ki yimatzu anashim. I know for certain that you will find some people. Asher yirtzu lahamid asmalas halima ben yazad. They're going to want to diminish the value of this limud. V'yislu es atzman b'marmer chazal. And they'll hinge it on the words of chazal. Mutav sheyiu shoygegin. It's better to be shoygeg v'al yiu mezidin and not be mezid. Meaning, says the Chafetz Chaim, I know some people are going to say this is a bad idea to write a book about Lashon Hara. Because until there was a book, when people spoke Lashon Hara, they didn't know better. But now that they speak Lashon Hara, even though there's a book about it, they're doing it intentionally. So Chafetz Chaim, you're making things worse for the Jewish people. Because now that there's a book, people are going to violate it. And even though they know it's wrong. Ach be'emes, the truth is, hadini timi shneit stadim, I am right in writing this book for two reasons. Number one, bedavar hamafarish ba Torah inoim remutav. Something that is explicitly prohibited in the Torah. We don't say mutav sheyu shaygigin. We don't say, don't tell people. This way they'll violate it unknowing. And now they're going to violate it intentionally. Kamaisha pasak bar chayim b'simen tafreish ches sif beiz baga. Like the Ramah says in simen tafreish ches. V'lashin har rechilus d'avram farsh v'tayra. Lashin har rechilus is something explicit in the Torah. And therefore, even though some people may now be caused to violate intentionally, you still have to tell them. And number two, v'oid, imkein loy nalami l'ram hilchus gezel. Maybe we shouldn't tell people they're not to steal. D'gam zekah shemoy l'kem. That's also difficult to overcome. K'moy sh'amru chazal v'bav v'asr daf kuf samachay. Even though the truth is more people stumble in Lashon Hara than they do in Gezela, because there the Gemara says everyone is nechshal in Lashon Hara, shekulam nechshalim, and only most people steal. Haloi loy amru rak ba'avak. First of all, it's not true. Not everyone speaks Lashon Hara. Everyone violates avak. Like the Gemara, they're asked, Lashon Hara Saka Daitach? Everybody speaks Lashon Hara? And at least it will be a toyeles that this way people won't speak actually Lashon Hara. Maybe only Avak. Via toyeles al kapanim, there'll be some benefit, milimit and yanim elo, from learning these topics. Lihinat selme etzim ha'avain, to be saved from the actual sin. And the truth is, when the Gemara says that everyone speaks Avak Lashon Hara, we could save people from Avak Lashon Hara. If, even from Avak Lashon Hara, you could be spared, if you place your heart and your thoughts about it. We don't say nobody is careful about Lashon Hara, rak bestama, only some people. Maybe we shouldn't teach people about Hilchos Shabbos. Shehem kahararim hatzluyim basara. Hilchos Shabbos are like hair's breath. Hairs that they're like mountains that are hinged on a hair. Meaning the subtlety of Hilchos Shabbos is so fine that it's not so easy to be careful. So what, we shouldn't teach people about Hilchos Shabbos because it's so difficult? V'harba dinim yesh b'hem. There are many dinim shekashim ay l'kayim oysam that are very difficult to fulfill. V'oid, and further, how did Chazal codify in Masechta Erchin? Ha'ikarim b'inyanim elo. The Gemara teaches us the main principles of that Lashon Hara. Kagoin ma'asha amru sham, that which the Gemara says there. The Gemara even talks about the dust of Lashon Hara. By the way, today's learning actually comes from a footnote in the Chafetz Chaim, so it's more of some subtle points. It's not necessarily reflective of what the regular learning is going to be like. But the Chafetz Chaim says the Gemara itself tries to warn us about the dust of Lashon Hara. Hechi dami lishana bisha. What's an example of Lashon Hara, of the dust of Lashon Hara? If you say Nura Beplanya, there's always a fire in this guy's house. Meaning, it doesn't necessarily mean the guy is a glutton, he's always eating. It could mean he always has guests, he always has family over, he always has friends. Void migufa de kranoichiach. The pasuk itself demonstrates we need to always remember this. Doesn't it say halak sibatar? It says in Torah, Zachar es asher asa Hashem leikach leMiriam. Remember that which God did to Miriam. Vehevi haRamban bebiurai b'shem haSifri. The Ramban in his commentary brings in the name of the Sifri. Shetzarch lizgar tamid bapeh. You need to remember always orally. Masa Miriam, the narrative, the story of Miriam, that she spoke Lashon Hara against her brother, and she was punished. Kedesh al yedeze, because by remembering the story of Miriam, we'll remember, Nisboinin as Godol ha'avainamara, will contemplate the seriousness of this bitter sin. But if you're going to say it's better not to think of it to be shoigeg, this way we won't be intentional violators, why in the world would the Torah say, don't forget what Miriam did, don't forget what Miriam did? Maybe it would be better to forget el devrayim, according to these naysayers. Adarabba, just the opposite. Loi nizgar, we shouldn't remember. V'nuchaliyo shoigegim bazeh, we could be shoigeg. Elavadai, but it is certain, dehatoira yardo sevdas adam, the Torah descends into the depths of man's consciousness, that we have the capacity to be careful from this sin. Because if a Jew did not have the ability never to speak Lashon Hara, God would not try to bust our chops and say, don't speak Lashon Hara. If it was inevitable that we would be speaking Lashon Hara, God would never give us this prohibition. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baba Trunya in Briyosav. God would never come and bother us. V'chasher Yisboinei Tamin Bazeh. If you think about this always, Yiyaloi Bevadai L'Toyelas Gedoyla L'Hinotzo Me'Avein Zeh. It would certainly be a great benefit to be saved from this Avein. Meaning, we always have to think about the fact that if God told us, don't speak Lashon Hara, we have the capacity, it is within our ability to be careful. Now, even if you're going to say that, look, nobody's going to be perfect, and realistically, people are going to still speak Lashon Hara, well, even if that's true, at least if we speak Lashon Hara, we'll feel bad about it. And if we feel bad about it, that itself mitigates the severity of the sin. Oid yimtza toyelas gedoyla. Milimer in Yanim Elo. There is another benefit from learning this topic. Shall ye deze lo ye adavar zeba in of Hefkefgar. By learning about it, then we will not consider this prohibition just free reign to say whatever you want. Va'az then, afilu imhiya chasvisham nikshabazel frakim. Even if you occasionally stumble, einenu bechlal bale lashon hara. You won't be considered a habitual master of Lashon Hara. Because a habitual master of Lashon Hara, she'alza amru chazal be'erchana, on such a person, chazal say, she'shakal k'neged gimel avoynes hachamurais, that is considered equal to the three great sins. Ve'eina mekablim p'nei shechina, and one will not receive the shechina, ve'keyoytze me'anashim hachamurim, or a similar severe punishments. K'may shemuchach midivrei Rabbeinu Yoina b'shari tshuva, as it is clear from the words of Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva, u'midivrei ha-kesef Mishnah, and from the words of the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, b'perek Zayin mehilchos Deos, rak kishar lav da'alma. This way, it will only be in people's eyes like it will only be considered like a lav. In other words, a habitual speaker of Lashon Hara, the sum tally of all of his violations will be equal to the three cardinal sins, and the person will not be mekabel pnei shechina. But by learning these halachos, it will downgrade the violation to more just violating a regular lav. Gam al yedei zeh, also by learning hilchos lashon hara, you know what else you'll gain from it? You'll know that you sinned, and the biggest sin is to wipe your mouth and say, I didn't do anything wrong. Also, by learning these halachas, you'll know that you sinned. Like the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Hinini nishbad oisach al amrech loichatasi. I am going to punish you because you said I didn't sin. And at least you'll try to console your friend and assuage his hurt, oilafachas, or at least shaloi ladabra love oida pam, or at the least not to speak about him again. Masha'en kein im yashl chas shamas adavar achar gevai, as opposed to if you just cast this sin to violate it freely, and you don't consider it an avera at all, then you'll be violating the greatest sin of all, and the greatest sin of all is to sin and say, I didn't do anything wrong. The enoy choshvay la'avin klal, and not consider it a sin at all. So many benefits accrue from learning Hilcha is Lashon Hara regularly, and among them are that at least the avera will not be hefker, one will not be considered a baal Lashon Hara, and one won't be considered someone who claims they didn't do anything wrong. Have a great night, everyone. Hopefully we could do this tomorrow at our regular time. Be'ezras Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. Good vach, everyone. Agazunt zomer.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.